Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Back on the internet. Okay. Ethan Hawke, The Greatest Generation has given society so much. Has Hollywood seen its own Greatest Generation yet?
What do you mean?
I don't know what that means either.
Yeah.
Never mind. Duncan Hunter, we know the Democrats are guilty of identity politics. What responsibility should the left take for why politics are so polarized today?
I think when we found out, so Democrats had control of Congress for like 50 years, and 94, Newt Gingrich into that. I think once everybody figured out that anybody could win any election, that's what created the massive polarity that we have now, where you have two different sides, and either side can win any election, right?
Well, anybody can, but you must admit that the Republicans cheat more.
No, I don't have to admit that.
Really?
No way.
Voter suppression? You don't think there's voter suppression in America?
How about in California with illegal immigrants being registered to vote and then voting?
That has been studied, and it's not true.
It is true.
Well, Trump says there were 3 million illegal votes.
I don't think he has his numbers right, but I think that it's a high number.
It's a high number?
It's a lower number. It's not that high.
Is it up to a million?
I don't know. I don't know the number.
We know it's a problem. What if it's one?
Well, I've seen it happen in San Diego. I live on the border just south of here. I mean, I live in San Diego on the border, and they do register illegal immigrants to vote in our elections.
Speaking of the border.
Meaning they, Democrats.
Okay, speaking of the border.
Sorry.
Let me ask a question about the border, because we didn't get to this. We didn't get to this issue this week, and this is your district is right on the border, as you say. Jeff Sessions announced this week, we are having a very new policy, and it doesn't look to me very American, and that is splitting up families at the border. If a family of Mexican people are coming, trying to get across the border, we're going to send the kid off in one direction and the mother to jail and put the baby in baby detention center. Splitting up families?
He's wrong. That's not how you do
it. So you're against that?
Yeah, let me tell you what you're
against. Hey, great. We found something to agree on. Okay.
I'm going to get booed in 1 second. We should send the whole family back. Really, the whole family. If the parents are here illegally, you don't separate the family. You send the whole family back. And if they want the kid to stay with a guardian or somebody here, like someone that's already here in this country until they're 18 years old, they can do that.
Why are they doing it?
I wouldn't split the family up. I would send everybody back and say, apply
what
like everybody else in the world.
What is the point of this policy? Is it just to be as big a prick as we can to send the message, you try to get to this country, we'll split your family up?
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm glad you admit that. Okay.
Congressman, what about refugees? What about people who actually are fleeing dangerous circumstances? Don't we have a tradition of opening our border to these
people? I've been working for 5 or 6 years to help. We've been working really hard to try to get people that are translators in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, name your place, that have helped with the U.S. military, tons, and now their families have had to move to India, into Pakistan, believe it or not, to escape people in Afghanistan. We've been trying to get them refugee status in the U.S., and that's hard to do. You still have people that are not over here yet that are overseas who should be here. So that's something that we should do as Americans. But remember, this is not about Mexico. It's about people from the entire world wanting to come to a better place and us not wanting them to bring the same problems that they're fleeing from with them here.
And
they're escaping problems. They want a country ruled by law. That's what makes us safe. That's what they want here.
Okay. Yes, and I've certainly met people from other countries who say, I do not want the shit that I fled coming back here. I threw that veil off when I got here. Don't make me wear it here. Ethan Hawke, what are the key social differences you notice between the United States and Canada as someone who lives in both countries?
Wow, what a great question. You know, one of the biggest differences...
You should be a politician.
No. You come on a show like this and you wonder what you're going to get hit with, you know, and that's so interesting to me because I have a place in Nova Scotia that we spend summers at, and I have for a long time. And one of the things that's amazing there is what you would call rural people, lobstermen, fishermen, hunters, you know, guys who
work. It's out in the sticks, this place.
Out in the sticks. And the people there are environmentalists. And they are extremely educated in protecting their environment. And it really...
Because it's their living,
and they make it really easy. Everyone, you have to recycle. They have a bag for compost. They have a bag for plastic. They have a bag for... the four different things. And you have to do it or you get a fine. So you can go to a hunting shack at a you know, a hootenanny at 4 in the morning. People are playing, they're smoking pot, they're drinking, and they're putting their recycling where it belongs. Because they have to. And that's called good government. You know, they make it really easy to do the right thing. And that is really exciting.
Okay, Robert.
If you care about the environment.
Don't get him started.
I'm a conservationist, not an environmentalist, but that's what people who hunt like I do, kinds of things. But a conservationist. I want the wild land to be beautiful. I want deer all over so I can shoot them and eat them and still have plenty more for everybody else, really.
Yeah, the environmental movement owns a great debt to the hunters and fishermen of this country. And they're the ones who should be leading the cause.
And if you eat what you shoot... Right. That's no different than someone who goes to the supermarket. Yeah. So that's a hypocrisy.
In fact, mine doesn't have antibiotics in it. Doesn't have any steroids in it.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
We could do a better job of putting trash cans at bus stops in this country.
We sure could.
Yeah. We don't make it easy to recycle and things.
Well, why do you think that? You know, Teddy Roosevelt is a great model of a Republican leader in ecology and everything. Why isn't the Republican administration take that more seriously? Like, how are they okay with what Scott Pruitt is doing? Because the great history of the Republican Party is being a leader in protecting animals. I mean, your right to hunt and making that more available. I feel like that is a place where you could really lead.
So the Department of the Interior, that a Navy SEAL heads, a former congressman, Navy SEALs, now the head of the Interior, and he is doing that. I mean, he's a conservationist. There's groups like Safari Club International. They try to bring more elephants around. They try to bring more deer. They're introducing antelope back into San Diego
next year. They were wiped out
5,000 years ago.
What about Scott Pruitt?
How can you not?
What about Scott Pruitt?
I don't know.
The
head of the EPA.
Yeah. That's nothing but shame.
Congressman, do you think he should resign?
No.
Yes. Oh, come on.
No.
How could you not think that?
No, This stuff's so over-insatialized that all the expenses on everybody. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
I'm thinking I don't agree with this guy on anything, but I see why they win elections.
Word.
Because they're not fucking
pussies.
They show up here and they go, no. They say and that's very attractive to people, and Democrats need to learn that skill.
Straight
could
up.
You tutor us a little bit? But all right, you know what? I'll just ask one more environmental question. I don't know if you saw, but this week the CDC says diseases borne by ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes. We never used to have mosquitoes in California. It's one of the great things about it. Now I see mosquitoes. Out of control. And these carry really horrible diseases that they don't have a clue how to fix. And you go camping or even in the years to come, just staying at home, this is going to be more prevalent. This is because of global warming. Because winters are shorter, there's more environment that's friendly to these bugs for a longer time. It's going to bite you in the ass, literally. The air is, you know, it's not something that rich people can cordon off. That's what I don't get about why Republicans, why the Koch brothers are not environmentalists. They can't have their own air. You can't get away from this shit. It's going to get everybody.
You're saying global warming is responsible for more ticks and mosquitoes.
Global warming is...
I read the article in the New York Times that talks about this. They didn't mention global warming once. The word climate change wasn't used. The word temperature was used one time.
And they said one of the main reasons for this is people...
No, I'm telling you, Bill. I promise you, it wasn't in there. They said people flying now from other places and the ease of access in travel and the world being flatter, that is what it has really led to this.
Hold on, you're not pitching flat Earth.
No, he's
not. You know, the one big elephant in this room that we're not talking about is money in politics, and that's what's going on. And I think Democrats are not immune, but Republicans really have led the way. Big money.
Hey, I think the Republican Party has been much too corporatized, but they're way too close to Wall Street, way too close. We used to be the party of not free trade, of fair trade, of mere trade. What Trump's doing now, which I dig. I dig what he's doing on steel, on tariffs, on
That's
NAFTA.
That's got to be a tough sentence to say. I dig what he's doing.
That's got
to
be tough.
I dig it.
That's got to be how that flows out.
He's getting used to it. We've changed
the
last
4 years. Going up. All
Are you for getting big money out of politics, though? Like, it should just go back to corporations can't donate.
Yeah.
and be regulars.
And millionaires shouldn't be able to run against guys like me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
McCain used to, remember, that was his big thing before
McCain
he ran.
Yes.
He was really
McCain
against
Feingold. Yeah, that was, he passed the one bill that they, then they gutted. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Pat.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.